sun. Sailing up in a tropical sky. Look up, it's Sister Vertril. Sunbeams keep on popping around her. Without even trying, she'll tickle your smile and tie you in ribbons of laughter. A bit of a flip in a formal world, she's strictly a part of today. Where children in white sands and discotheque music are only a part of the fun that you have watching the Flying Nun.
The Flying Nun, one of television's sprightliest new shows, takes off Thursday nights on ABC. It's a very special season on ABC.
Flying Nun television series starring Sally Field originally ran on ABC from September 7, 1967 to September 18, 1970. Developed by Bernard Slade, the series centered on the adventures of a community of nuns in a convent in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The comic elements of the storyline were provided by the flying ability of a novice nun, Sister Bertril, portrayed by Sally Field. Sister Bertril could be relied upon to solve any problem that came her way by her ability to catch a passing breeze and fly. This was generally attributed to her weight of 90 pounds, and the high winds at the convent high on the ocean bluffs, and the large, heavily starched coronet or headpiece that the nun wore as a part of her habit. But her flying talents caused as many problems as they solved, so many hijinks ensued on the sitcom The Flying Nun. New Zealand is a sovereign island country in the southwestern Pacific Ocean, comprised of two main land masses, the North Island and the South Island, and around 600 smaller islands, all situated in the Tasman Sea, about 1,200 miles east of Australia. New Zealand's capital city is Wellington, but its most populous city is Auckland. Both of those cities are on the North Island. The South Island actually has a larger land mass, 32% larger than the North Island. As a result, the South Island is called the mainland, even though the North Island is more heavily populated. Only 23% of New Zealand's population live on the South Island. The two largest cities on the South Island are Christchurch and Dunedin. And Dunedin is where many of the bands that would fill the roster of the Flying Nun record label developed their unique style and sound. So Flying Nun is a record label named after the TV show, apparently. The label was famously launched by a record store manager named Roger Shepherd, in order to document these many bands and artists who were playing around on the South Island. Flying Nun's first releases were the singles Ambivalence by The Pin Group and the song we just heard, Tally Ho by The Clean. Both of those singles were released in September of 1981, and Tally Ho, shockingly, became a top 20 hit in New Zealand. A handful of releases followed, but the floodgates really opened in November of 1981 with The Clean's debut EP, Boodle Boodle Boodle, which became an immediate top 10 hit. There was then a double 12-inch EP called The Dunedin Double that was released, which featured songs by Dunedin acts The Chills, The Stones, Sneaky Feelings, and The Verlaines. That came out in March of 1982, and with this release, what came to be known as the Dunedin Sound was born. There were 18 further releases from Flying Nun in 1982, and then another 70 releases by the end of 1985. By that time, the label had made critical inroads in the UK and the USA, and was being distributed by Rough Trade Records out of London. In 1988, Roger Shepherd moved Flying Nun's head office to Auckland, New Zealand's largest city, but this is on the North Island. Most of these bands came from the South Island. Anyways, so over the course of the next 2 weeks, we're going to hear about 60 songs by about 30 bands, all of these released by Flying Nun Records, mostly in the 80s, a few in the early 90s. On this episode, part one, we're going to hear some of the more famous or some of the bands that became more internationally known from the Flying Nun roster. And then next week, we'll hear a whole bunch of songs by some of the lesser known Flying Nun bands, but still a lot of great material. So since we already heard Tally Ho, let's hear some more from The Clean. The Clean, formed in Dunedin in 1978, formed by brothers Hamish and David Kilgore. And like we already know, their first single, Tally Ho, came out in 1981 on Flying Nun. Later that year, their first EP, Boodle Boodle Boodle, which was recorded with a 4-track and was a surprise hit. Let's hear two songs from Boodle 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 by The Clean. We're going to hear Billy 2 and Anything Could Happen.
I'm not afraid to die.
Up next, we're going to hear a song from a 1983 cassette by The Clean called Oddities. And this is a song called Oddity. The Clean broke up early on, and for most of the 80s, they did not exist as a band, but by the end of the decade, they had reformed, and in 1990, Flying Nun released the band's actual first full-length album called Vehicle, and this is a song from that record by The Clean. It's called I Wait Around. We'll be right back. Now, while the Clean were broken up in the 80s, the Kilgore brothers released an album called Clean Out of Our Minds, calling themselves The Great Unwashed. So let's hear a song from that release by The Great Unwashed. This is called Hold On to the Rail. When the Clean originally broke up, their bass player Robert Scott formed his own band called The Bats, where he sang and played guitar. Now, The Bats is probably my personal favorite of all of the Flying Nun bands, especially their album The Law of Things, which is great. But first, we're going to hear a song from their 1986 EP called Made Up in Blue. This is the title track by The Bats.
Yeah.
The Bat's first full-length album came out in 1987 called Daddy's Highway. We're going to hear two songs from that record by The Bat's. This is Treason and North by North.
Come on and tell me now.
As I already mentioned, the Bat's second album, The Law of Things, is really a great record. Came out in 1990. This would be my favorite release by the Bats and my favorite release by all of the Flying Nun associated bands. This is a really special record. Let's hear two amazing songs from it. We're going to hear Never Said Goodbye and Time to Get Ready.
You lie.
perhaps the most internationally famous Flying Nun band. I'm not sure, but it might be the Chills. This is a band formed by Martin Phillips and Dunedin in 1980. First song we're going to hear from the Chills is a 1984 single called Pink Frost. Chill's first full-length album, Brave Words, came out in 1987. I'm going to play two songs from it. We're going to hear Look for the Good in Others and then Wet Blanket.
Why?
The Chills' second album, Submarine Bells, came out in 1990. This is a song from that record by The Chills called Singing in My Sleep.
Singing in my sleep, a word from the wise for the mindless. Hoping to keep all the silences out of my life. Singing in my sleep, a stinging reproach against violence. Hoping to cope with the pressures of musical life. Changing my values, a leader of people who guide us.
One more song by The Chills from their third album, Soft Bomb. This is called Double Summer.
Thrill. She who sleeps alongside me.
The Verlaines is a band formed by Graham Downs in Dunedin in 1981. Their first album, Hallelujah All the Way Home, was released by Flying Nun in 1985. Let's hear a great song from that record called Lying in State. The Verlaines released two albums in the year of 1987, Bird Dog and then Juvenalia. This is a song from the latter by the Verlaines called Death and the Maiden.
Around.
The Verlaine's fourth album, Some Disenchanted Evening, came out in 1989. Let's hear a song from that record called Jesus, What a Jerk. Up next, another Flying Nun band that got some international recognition, a band called the Straight Jacket Fits. They formed in 1986, formed by members from two other bands, the Double Happies and the Orange. We're going to hear from those bands on next week's episode. The Straight Jacket Fits actually toured the U.S. and they appeared on Late Night with Conan O'Brien in 1993. We're going to hear a song each from their first two albums, which were called Hail and Melt. You're going to hear Take from the Years and then Headwind by the Straight Jacket Fits.
We'll be right back. make sure it's good.
A very important figure in the Flying Nuns story is a man named Chris Knox. He was in a punk band called The Enemy, I believe, and then there was a band called Toy Love that existed from 1978 to 1980. Flying Nun released a collection of Toy Love material called Cuts, and we're going to hear two songs by Toy Love from that Flying Nun compilation. We're going to hear The Crunch and then Pull Down the Shades.
Everybody's got a lot to learn about the things they say and do. You gotta see how mortality ain't necessarily true. When you're lying deep in the grave, no breath left in your lungs. You're gonna have to admit it, boy, you can stay forever young. Look in the mirror, only thing you see.
After Toy Love, Chris Knox and Alec Bathgate continued on together, forming a band called The Tall Dwarfs. Up first, we're going to hear a song from a 1985 EP. This is a song called Burning Blue.
The name is A Crack in the Wall, then.
Now we're going to hear two songs from the Tall Dwarfs' 1988 album, Hello Cruel World, Pictures on the Floor and Shade for Today.
Pictures on the Floor.
Pictures on the floor. Is that what?
And now to play us out.
What does that mean? To play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
Okay, so Chris Knox from Toy Love and the Tall Dwarfs has also released a lot of solo material. I actually saw Chris Knox live in the mid-90s. He opened for the Mountain Goats at a small club in Madison. So we're going to end this episode with a song each from two Chris Knox solo albums from 1990 and 1991. The albums are called Seizure and Croaker, released by Flying Nun Records. So the first song we're going to hear by Chris Knox is called Break, and the second song is called Don't Know Much About Life, But I Do Know How to Breathe.
back.